Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, I wanted to, first of all, pay homage to one of my favorite cartoons when I was a kid. I didn't like the movie as much, but I loved the cartoon, and that was George of the Jungle in particular. I loved the opening. Ultimately, watch out for that tree, because that is a huge technology issue right now that I see. A lot of people aren't watching for the tree. I know that customers, and I talk to customers all the time about digitization and digital transformation, which, by the way, in order for us to be in the information age, information has to be created digitally, stored digitally, and available digitally, period. You can later print it, but for the most part, that information, that structure, everything is digital only. That is the information age. Unfortunately, we're still in the age of digital transformation. And one of the things that I often talk to customers about is the reality of digital transformation, because as we consider what is digital transformation, we have to consider what we really mean by that. So the first thing is, obviously, there's a component piece, right? There's a systems view that we can take of digitization within the organization. And that is quite simply the device, landscape, and destination, the three components of the system. And each of those components is critical. And right now, a lot of organizations are skipping to. The first is the device, and we have to consider the fact that the device of tomorrow is a cell phone, not a laptop, desktop, or tablet. More cell phones in the world, if you're going to get information out to more people, you're going to have to do it on the cell phone. It's going to have to be consumable on a cell phone, usable on a cell phone, and people are going to have to want to interact with it on their cell phone, right? So that's one device. The second is landscape. That's how you connect. That is the network, and the evolution of networks is ongoing. You know, people always look at computers and go, wow, you can do so much more with your computer now than you could. But the reality is the network is one of the reasons why you could do more with your computer. The internet is more reliable. There's faster speeds. There's more capacity. Many years ago, people had cable modems. And one of the things that the cable companies did is they gave you great downloads, but virtually no upload. And they still, cable companies still do that. But when you get to the fiber optic and the 5G world, in your home, that's no longer the case. You get equal upload and download speeds, and we're talking fairly close to a gig in terms of what you can and cannot do. So the reality of the situation is, no matter what, you know, the network has improved, right? The landscape is better. And 5G is going to change one more thing about the network and the landscape, and that is the latency of solutions as you go forward. No developer that I've ever met, and I worked for a software company for many years, I can tell you that no developer ever built latency into their application. It happens because that is part of the network today. Latency is going to slowly but surely fade away with 5G. The last piece is the destination, and many organizations look to the destination as their digital platform, and it sort of is, but it sort of isn't, because the destination could be cloud, could be private cloud, could be colocation. Any one of those component pieces is only one of the three pieces. So if you remember the old resource triangle, people, process, and technology, you know, that is the future state here. The resource triangle, though, is device, landscape, and destination. You got to balance all three in order to get to the digital future that your organization is striving for. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast.